Hi, guys. Welcome back to another podcast. Last week, we had a very special guest on. This week, it's getting crazier as we keep on going. Oh, make sure to subscribe. Yeah, I know it is.
I'm honored.
Welcome, Bar Mansouri. How do you say your last name?
Mansouri.
Mansouri.
Woo! Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Clip that.
So we know you from the Cookies and Kicks TikTok account originally, right? And then now you have your own personal social media going on. Where did that kind of start? Like, when did the account start picking up? Yeah. Did you take control of it? How did that work?
Well, the account was honestly a joke at first. I mean, that's what every TikToker says.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Their account was a joke, whatever. But, like, realistically, I'm making TikToks for a story, you know? Like, what can we possibly do?
Right.
This was also, like, a year and a half ago. So, like, no one was really doing that for stores or for, like, companies or whatever. And I made a video on my personal page. It was just a random video and it like did really well. So I like showed my boss and I was like, look at this. Like, this is crazy. Look how big it's blowing up.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right, start making one for our page. And at the time we had like five bosses. Like, I started making them. Like, we'd just throw balls in the store and like just fuck with each other, play with the skateboards, whatever. And all the other bosses would just get really mad. They'd be like, why are you filming when there's customers in here? Like, yeah, stop filming. Yeah, yeah. Don't get me in the videos. I don't want to be in TikTok. Like, what is this? No. Like, but the other boss was always reading for me. Keep going. Like, keep just making random videos. Take the shoes. Run outside the store. Like, make some shit.
Yeah.
So I just started making a bunch of videos. And then quarantine hit.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing we could do. So then I was like, all right, hoodies.
Yeah.
We started making the rhinestone hoodies. I don't know if you guys have seen those, like the bright green or bright orange.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just gave them to everyone. And then when we came back, everyone was already like, we were all homies with everyone because everyone was getting hoodies. So everyone just started pulling up to the store and we were like, all right, content. And then we started making videos. And then we literally got to 2 mil within like a month of like starting actually taking it seriously.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then, I mean, TikTok hates us now because Cooper's gone. So
okay, so what's the story there? So that was a huge thing. Is you would Cooper's a security guard there, right? Mm-hmm. He's always got like a bulletproof like vest on. He's like, you know, he's like, he looks
he's
like
fit. He's
fit,
built.
Dude. He is. 100%. And then you would film videos with him. They'd blow up. The comments would go crazy because they would like say that, oh yeah, you guys are definitely together. You guys are dating.
Oh my god.
What was like? How did that happen? What was it? Was he just in the background of a video or something?
Actually, I think how it started was, at the time, we were still selling those hoodies, and it was doing really well for us. And I wanted to give some hoodies away. So I made a video that was like, go up to the security guard and tell him that you're from the TikTok, and I'll give you a free hoodie. And I asked him, I was like, yo, is it cool with you if I just put you in this video? He's like, yeah, whatever. So then I put him in the video, and like he was chill with it. And then I made another video, and he like hopped in, like jokingly.
Yeah,
and I was
like,
all right, I'm going to start making more videos with him. And then I made the Christmas video.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
That one went viral, and everyone was like, make him do the dance. Like, make him do it. Because he would just stand there, you know, with his hands in the vest and just, like, chill. And then I got him to do it, and people fell in love. I don't know what it was, but it was no Coop, no like. Like, actually, if you posted a video without Coop, you have you could have 2 million views and have like maybe 50,000 likes. Like, it was insane.
That okay, wow.
How they did that.
And then the comments were like fucking, some of them were savage. Like, they were
What were the comments?
Describe the comments to the audience if they're not familiar with the Cookies and Kicks comments during that time.
It started from like, no Coop, no like, who the fuck are you? We want Coop. Fuck you. Like this.
Oh, they're turning against you.
No, they were like, they hated me. And then it turned into, oh, Coop's for sure hitting.
Yeah.
Coop's piping for sure. Oh my God, look at how he looked at her. He smashed 100%. And like, I would just be looking at the comments. Like, Coop would look at the comments and we'd be like, what the fuck is going on? And like, Coop came from like a security company, like very professional, like, what kind of store is like making this guy do videos?
Yeah.
And we just like had him hop on, and it was great. I mean, people were having fun. We were having fun. And then like, I kind of just stopped reading the comments eventually. And like, it just kind of stopped. I stopped paying attention to it.
Well, cause that kind of transferred over to your page too, right?
Like, oh,
even like everything.
All day. Oh. And then I made a video with my sister, like before she started working for the store. And people were like, oh my God, there's two of them. He's piping both. And I'm like, dude, my sister's so young. Like,
yeah, that's fucked up.
That's
even Cooper would be uncomfortable. It was just not the vibe.
So like, what is the Cookies and Kicks work environment like? Because, you know, there's not too many stores where you see like a very predominant following on TikTok or on anything really. You know, like there's a few.
Yeah.
I guess that's more like a Fairfax Melrose thing.
Yeah.
But also like, what is that work environment like? Because you've gone from being, you know, just someone who works at a store to then being like their like social media person.
Yeah, I mean, so I worked at Rip and Dip, and Rip and Dip was also one of those places where social media was a big thing because they'd get celebrities coming in. They had an ice cream truck.
Danny Duncan.
Danny Duncan. Like a lot of really cool things. So they were doing really well on TikTok, and then not on TikTok, on social media. And then I started working at Cookies and Kicks, and like it was kind of something that we wanted to get into. And like I want you guys to know, like when we opened the business, it was the five bosses, and they were all like oldest was 23 years old.
Okay, wow.
So like, we were all young, and like all the employees were obviously younger than the bosses. Mm-hmm. So we're all working together, trying to figure out how to make this shit work. Mm-hmm. And like, a year went by, and like it was kind of steady. It was just a regular store, and we like really went ham on social media after that. And like, we had so many influencers coming in, celebrities, like this, that, and I don't know, like, really why it started that way. I just think because everyone was so young and we're all already so involved in social media that, like, we thought, what better way to get this promoted than to start on social media?
So before, I want to hear some, like, stories about, like, celebrities coming in. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think for most of the audience, like, for us, before we moved down to LA, I didn't fully understand what Fairfax was. I've heard about it. Mm. It's a weird place. Like, how do you describe what Fairfax is?
Yeah, so I've been working on Melrose and Fairfax area for 4 years now. I worked at a sneaker cleaning store, which was the weirdest thing. I don't know why they got broken in so often. Like, there was nothing all the time. And there was nothing in the front of the store because everything would happen in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
It would just happen too many times. It happened maybe 4 times, and then he shut it down. And I started working at Rip and Dip. And that was a whole, like, movie of its own. Like, the people that would walk around those streets are characters. I would totally just take a day off work just to sit on Melrose and look at the people who walk by, because mm-hmm. they're just characters and a half. It's crazy. And then, I mean, Fairfax was cool because it was more culture, more skate, mm-hmm. more like of what it was originally, like Diamond and Rip and Dip and Huff and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Melrose is more of the sneaker side of the culture. Okay. So, I mean, they're all very different areas, but Melrose is definitely like the craziest.
Yeah, that's where they have like Supreme and stuff like that. Right? They have the
pretty much
Supreme's on Fairfax, but all of the sneaker stores or like the main ones are on Melrose.
It's kind of like the place where people go in with like not a ton of money, but they'll spend all that money mm-hmm. there, right?
Oh, EDD season was insane.
Really?
When people had the EDD cards after COVID.
Wait,
it was the unemployment cards.
So they just spend it all on
there. All their money. And we had, like, that was, like, scam season. Like, we had people, and the most, it's crazy. The thing that people bought most was V-Loan. So.
Sorry, what's V-Loan?
V-Loan is.
So I don't know as much. Fuck you, Chris. I'm sorry.
You want to give him some culture?
You ever seen, you ever seen anybody in our house with a big, large orange V on their back?
Yeah.
Like, that's V-Loan. That's V-Loan.
Okay. Is this a brand?
It's ASAP Bari's clothing company.
Okay, I get what you mean.
Yeah. So
he gets it. He gets it now.
Yeah.
I'm very culturally dumb.
That's great, because like a lot of people during the stimmies, like, or before that, would fake employment and then get like what, $1,500 and then spend it on shoes.
I got $4,000.
Bro, they're gonna get taxed up the ass.
They are gonna get taxed.
It's gonna be crazy. Trust.
I had friends that had to move back because they got caught like lying about it, and they have to like work all day to make that money back and pay it back because they spend it all.
Damn.
Okay.
That's nuts.
But so you're saying, so like, what is the, you know, kind of what's like the whole like Melrose culture, like the Fairfax culture, like it's crazy to someone that has never been there before.
Yeah. You have to like come prepared a little bit. Cause like, first of all, literally the other day, I was walking from my car to the store, and this big group of people, like, they looked so excited to shop around Melrose. They all had bags. They're about to cross the street, and literally some bum on the other side was, like, yelling, like, punching the air, causing a whole scene, and they literally started and then turned around, and I was on the phone with my friend. I just couldn't stop laughing because it was just so funny. Like, they were ready to go. Like, they were marching.
Yeah.
Probably to House of Intuition or some shit, because like, you know, crystals, but they literally just turned around. It was crazy.
Because unless you live there, you're not used to it. Sorry.
Definitely where you work is like more of like a tourist attraction now, I feel like. Yeah. Everyone that comes to California that hasn't been California needs to go to like Melrose or Fairfax
mm-hmm.
or LA, I should say.
Yeah. What's some of the craziest things you've seen like while like being on the street out there?
This was actually a really crazy night. It's one of my favorite stories. We're helping Offset at the store.
Okay.
And it was at night after we closed. Like, we were just helping him out. And he's, you know, very to himself, but, like, we have to do what we have to do, whatever. We're on our phones, and I look at my phone, and we get a text in the group chat, like, the team group chat.
Yeah.
And I open it, and it was, like, car drove into Cool Kicks. Like, a car literally drove into Cool Kicks while they were open and everything. And, like, we watched the video, and this car literally turns around and drives straight into the store, like, on purpose. And meantime, like, some bum is yelling across the street, you know, as usual. Like, we're not really paying attention to him. But then he's, like, pointing to the store. Like, we're all facing it. And, like, he's pointing to the store and yelling some shit at us. We don't know what he's saying.
Okay.
And, like, Offset's ready to go, whatever. We walk him to his car. And, like, this guy starts to walk closer to us. And he's like, they pay me to hit Cool Kicks. You're next. Like, watch out. I'm telling you to get out of the way. They paid me. Like, I'm going to hit you guys next. Like, you guys are next. This and that. Like, threatening us that he's going to drive his car into the store. So we're all like, yo, what the fuck? We called the cops. Yeah. All of us walked out of the store. We have, like, these bars that come out of the wall to hold the clothes. And we all walked out with a bar each, like, every single one of us.
What?
And turns out he stole his Uber's car. And someone paid him, like, $2,000 to run into, like, drive into Cool Kicks.
Why?
I honestly, like, I couldn't tell you, like, what valid reason would you have to do such a thing?
That's horrible.
So, like, what? For, like, imagining those roads, they're, like, pretty narrow. We've been on those roads. They're pretty narrow. You have to go a pretty 90 degree angle to just run into
the
store.
No, he was ready to go.
Holy shit.
It was crazy. I'll probably find the video. But.
Cookies and Kicks paid him to run into Cool Kicks.
Yeah,
yeah, that's you how you deal
knock,
with it.
You
yeah.
gotta knock out no, all the competitors.
No, it was crazy. Damn. I was like, oh, what the
fuck? Thing is like, that doesn't, like, before we moved to LA, like, that would have, like, been like, wow, that's crazy. Like, you know,
yeah, but now,
like,
it's like,
now, like, living in LA, it's like, that's just like seems like a very, like, normal thing that would happen.
Yeah, I mean,
still not normal, but, like, a little less surprising that, like, somebody would drive their car into it because someone paid him $2,000.
But, like, I could, like, very easily, like, see that happening.
But you could, I feel like it's because there's so many homeless people here and they just have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So, like, why not?
That's crazy.
They really don't.
Yeah.
You know, they're living on the streets or sleeping on blankets and shit. Like, they, what are they going to, you hear you're going to get paid $2,000. Like, obviously you're going to take it. You have nothing else.
Yeah.
Damn.
Holy shit.
That guy's, that guy, you know what? To be honest, I'd hire that guy if I wanted something to go down. He did his job, right? I mean, like, he did his job pretty well.
He completed the mission.
He took the car, drove it straight in there, threatened the next door, got everybody scared.
Yeah.
Was he actually planning on driving into you guys, or was he saying, like, guys, I might get paid in the future to do it again, just heads up?
No, he was like, he was threatening. He was like, you're next. I'm letting you know right now, you're next. Like, I'm doing it.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Okay. It was weird.
Okay. Then what's it sketch. Like when you have someone like Offset come into the store? Do you know, like, that's happening before?
Usually, yes. I mean, for like celebrities, yes. Influencers, they just come up whenever.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Yeah. You just, like, you're standing there and, like, all of a sudden fucking, like, Jordan Woods walking into the store with, like, her friends.
And they ride deep, right? Like, you know, because, like, Offset comes 100%. With, yeah, like,
everyone, the whole squad. When 6ix9ine came to the store, that was the, honestly, one of my favorite experiences with a celebrity.
6ix9ine's so cool. Like, 6ix9ine, like, everyone's been hating on 6ix9ine right now, but, like, he's so cool. Like, he's been in Steve Will Do It's vlogs.
But that's
so
why you think he's cool, because he's now doing, like, the Steve Will Do It and, like, Nelk videos, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, but, I mean, he hasn't switched up. Like, he's, like, you know, he's the same fucking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, when, like, you were watching him the other day, and I was thinking in my head, I was like, okay, everyone's right. You're right now watching, like, 6ix9ine in a Nelk video. I got to be thinking that he did that because he wants people like you to fucking now fuck with 6ix9ine, and he's doing it.
I mean, he's like, he can, he's well spoken, he's like kind of funny. I mean, besides like the rest and piss stuff and like the gang shit, like, he's a pretty funny guy.
So what's the story of him coming to the store? Like, what happened from the beginning?
He just got out of jail. Like, okay, this might have been the second place he's gone to since he left prison.
Okay.
And I had no idea. I'm a huge fan of Don Toliver, so every time I tell my, like, bosses that, they're like, we're gonna surprise you one day, just watch. And whatever, I was at a friend's house not too far, and I live like here, so it's like decently far from Melrose. But I was at my friend's and I get a text, come to the store, like, we have someone who wants to meet you, like, it's a surprise. And I was like, oh my god, is it Don Toliver?
Yeah.
So I whip it, dude. I drove so fast, I swear I almost got into an accident maybe 3 times. I pull up and they're not answering my text. And there's like 70 I'm not even exaggerating. Like, there were so many security guards outside. And a lot of SUVs, like, big bodies, you know, like they were everywhere. And no one's letting me in. So I keep calling, whatever. And I'm like, ah, damn, like I'm not going to get to meet him. Yeah, but then I get a text and they're like, okay, come inside. And I was like, all right, but I went inside and it's fucking 6'9". And I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, you're really fat. Dude, he did not look like what I thought he would look like. Like the last time I saw like pictures of him, he was thin, he had rainbow hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I see him in person and he has black hair, he's wearing a white like tight t-shirt, and it was just I was in shock. I was like, no way, oh my God, it's 6'9", like, okay. And then they were like, okay, he wants to make some videos with you. I'm like, okay, say less, got you. He was super go with the flow. We did a video that was to like the Can't Touch This, that song. And every time he tried to touch something, I'd be like, you can't touch this, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything on the spot. It's 6'9". Like, what am I going to make with him? You know, make him do a dance? So whatever. He was just like, let's do it. And then at the end, he started directing himself. He picked up a cookie and I was like, can't touch this. And he was like, nah, I want you to smack it out of my hand. Like, I want you to literally take it and throw it. And I was like, no way. Like, no way 6ix9ine just came out of prison, wants to like fully direct and do this TikTok right now.
That's
and
crazy.
We did it.
He was
really
definitely
well.
Like determined out of jail to like definitely get back in front of everybody's face. Because I remember that.
Yeah, he was ready to go.
He is killing it, bro. Like, he is actually like, it's insane. Like, the marketing genius that guy has is actually insane.
Yeah, no, his marketing team is very, very, very smart.
Yeah, it's not, no, like, I mean, he's literally on the biggest, because, I mean, Nelk is, you know, top five on, you know, like, YouTube engagement and stuff right now. He is literally, like, he's been in, like, the last six Steve Will Do It videos.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Do you ever have experiences where, like, it's like, you know how they say, don't meet your heroes?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had experiences like that where they're, like, I don't know, just rude when they come into the store? They want, like, the attention? Like, does that ever happen? Or is it most people just pretty down earth and chill?
I mean, no one, I mean, like, really the only person that I'm, like, a super fan of is literally Don Toliver. I don't care about anyone else. Like, I grew up in LA my whole life, you know. I've seen, like, so many people. Like, at this point, it was just, like, whatever. Like, besides when I was little, Miley Cyrus, like, love you, you know. But Blueface was not my favorite person.
What's the story there?
Ooh.
Don't fuck me up. I love, like, great music, but, like, he came in, like, super energetic, great vibes, you know, whatever. We're helping him out. He brought his dog.
Yeah.
And he also brought a girl that he signed. Saw her tit maybe four times that day.
Nice. Was she, was she missing a tooth?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. You know who I'm talking about.
What's the song? Exactly.
Is she the one from Aiden's stream?
Pink is a good color, vibes, blue or is another.
Yeah, it's like,
fuck that
it's
song.
It's a vibe all the time. It's a vibe all the time. Oh,
pink is
God.
A color, blue is another. It's like, no fucking shit. We know pink's a color and blue is also another color. Okay, anyway.
They were just not being nice to the dog. Like,
oh, to the dog.
The dog. That's what got me. Like, honestly, like, be rude to each other. Be rude to me. Like, I don't care. You know, celebrities are celebrities. Everyone thinks very highly of themselves. It's fine. Go off. You know, like, you've worked your way to the top. Do your thing. But when you're mean to the dog,
is it more of like
you lost it?
Are they like super snappy towards like move like
no,
away?
Like, I don't even want to.
No,
bro,
with the shoe, and I
with
was
the
like,
shoe?
Why?
What kind of dog was it?
A little pit bull, probably.
It was a little Frenchie.
Oh my
cute
god,
cute little Frenchie.
That's fucked.
Oh, that, you see, the thing is,
I could cry. Like, I don't even.
Because, like, the thing is,
I
don't know if you, like,
you can't. Like,
you
can't
say anything, right?
When I hear, like, when I hear, like, a person, like, if a guy hits another guy, you know, like, a fight, I'm like, whatever. If someone, like, if you, like, watch, like, the Saw movies or, like, The Purge or anything, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is just entertaining. But if someone fucks with the dog,
yeah.
That's
you fuck with the dog, you fuck with me. Like,
it's like, it makes you cringe, right? Because, like, the dog can do nothing about it.
Yeah,
and then you look at the little
I don't even think he was doing anything. Like, we were honestly, like, petting and playing with the dog, and they would, like, scream at it to come to them. Like, dude, don't bring the dog if you don't want it to get attention.
Or
also,
buy a dog if you're, like, not going to be, like, nice to it.
Also, no leash. Like, let it roam around the store. Go out. Like, dude, we don't care. We love dogs. Yeah. But if you're going to let it roam, like, at least.
Wow. And you can't say anything, right?
No, you can't.
If you do, it just, I don't know.
It's
like
blue face.
It's blue face.
Blue face.
Like, fuck off, bar.
Yeah.
Damn.
The fuck you said to me?
Fuck said to me. Ooh.
That's crazy. Okay.
Ooh.
So,
damn. That kind of makes your stomach turn a little bit there, man.
Yeah, you can't, dude. Those bulldogs are so cute. Their eyes are like.
He was great. He was like the bougie Frenchies too. Like yeah, he was like the gray, blue Frenchie. Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, was, man.
Yeah.
You guys want to test?
Oh yeah, yeah. Chris had something prepared that he wanted to put together for
you guys. Need your sneakerheads?
I got scared. You're he's a sneaker gonna put head? Me on blast. But honestly, I'm pretty knowledgeable on sneakers. I think I'm gonna do
actually,
great.
Actually, can you rate the Sync shoe but game right, really quick? Everybody hold up your shoes.
I love your Jesus sandals.
Oh, Kai wore his nice shoes for today.
I really like them, actually. That's pretty cool. I could
little,
never paint
I want a little Birkenstock.
I love blazers. I could never show
my biggest
blazers.
Flex
blazers
is the Valentine's Day Air
I can wear
Force
this
one.
This like exact shoe, just different colors for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could.
I've never been like really into shoes. Like you where did say. That start for, yeah, fuck you. Where did that start for you? Like how did you find a passion for like shoes?
When I started working on Melrose, honestly, I mean a lot of my friends in high school were doing the like thing where they would wait in lines at Supreme. Yeah. And like that's when I kind of started hearing about like the streetwear community and like all that stuff, and I would look into it, and like Yeezys was like super popping right, at the time, right. But I didn't really like them, so I didn't really pay it too much attention. And then I started working on Melrose at a sneaker cleaning store,
mm-hmm.
and my boss would tell me like the prices of the shoes, and I'm like, what? Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. And then I started to learn more about it, and then from there to Rip and Dip, where it was our main demographic was people from Japan. And they would always come in with the coolest outfits, like always with the coolest outfits and the coolest shoes. And I'm like, dude, that's fire. Like, go off.
Yeah, dude, Kai, you don't like Bellevue was like a college I went to that was like majority Asian. And they literally were
dude,
dripping
they have
every
drip.
Day.
You don't
they
even know. I'm talking in my school in Atlanta, like there's a lot of Chinese students that come that are like dressed to the nines, a lot of Japanese people too. But they come, mm-hmm. get like a BMW, which is insane. And then they leave it. And just when they go home and they forget about it. They leave in a parking garage. Mm. But they wear like the craziest shit. Cool. And some of it's like insane.
Yeah, no, they always Kai's wear
gotta
the...
get his drip up.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Honestly, we can work on it. We do it all the time at Cookies and Cakes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they would just come in with really cool outfits and it really inspired me. Because I was always into fashion, but like I was never into shoes. Mm-hmm. And like that kind of like really took me there. I was like, okay, shoes. That's like the next thing. My first pair of Jordans was the Bred Jordan ones. They were fire. Okay. I beat them up.
You guys remember your first Jordans?
I've never owned Jordans.
My first Jordan was, I think my dad got me the Air Jordan 8 Bugs Bunny. It was like white, gray, and black.
That's like, wow. I've always been too suburban for Jordans.
Yeah.
Never been my thing. Just saying. Like, I mean, it's just yeah, never, you know, like, I mean,
it's
no
a good way to explain it.
Nobody ever rocked Jordans at my school. It was like, it was
what
never.
What was like the go to? It was just Vans.
Like, it depends on the age range. Like, I don't know. I've been Air Force Ones have just been my thing for like all of high
timeless.
School. All of high school. Like, I used to have like all the Flyknit Air Force Ones.
How old are you?
How old am I? Mm-hmm. How old do you think I am?
I don't know.
I'm 20. Anyway, so
I'm 20.
Yeah, perfect. Love
we're
that.
All 20.
Love that. But yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Air Force Ones have always been my thing. They're such an easy go to. But mm-hmm. I just never had the Jordan swag. Like I never knew enough about Jordans to be able to buy them and like feel like I was wearing like the cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You can always rock ones, fours, 12s. I like
threes are fire.
Threes are
dunks.
White
fives are fire too. Fives are sick.
Are nice. They're bulky.
Like
they're
you don't like fives?
Ankles.
I think fives are cool. Okay.
Sixes are better.
When you go into the store and you see like a pair of shoes, though, like because when we went to that one store on Melrose and you saw shoes for like thousands of dollars,
oh,
it was insane.
That's like
how do you justify
the
like
minimum
paying that much for like
you don't.
You
it's
don't.
A, but the thing is, like at the end of the day, like everyone who spends a ton of money on something, whether it's a car or whether it's clothes or something, you take away the actual. Like the material that it is, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, it becomes an art at that point, right?
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. you know, you're actually making art out of shoes, which like you have to put yourself in that mindset,
yeah,
like to then be able to do that. Like with me, like I don't know, like I could easily justify, or you know, if I had the money, I could easily justify spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a car,
yeah,
because I think it's like an art form,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
right? But like, unless
it's your
you're,
hobby,
if you aren't into that. Then you can't. You'll
yeah,
never be able
waste.
To understand it.
Okay.
I think everyone has some kind of spending hobby. Like some
for sure.
people, it's gaming shit. Like for me, it's sneakers. For someone else, it's car parts. Like everyone has like some type of spending like hobby.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people, it's shoes. And like, but for shoes, it's also the culture, and it's also an investment because I'm sure in the future, a lot of my shoes are probably going to go up in value mm-hmm. by a lot 100%. Because they're old and they're limited. But
yeah,
I think everyone has like that one thing.
What's your favorite pair of shoes of all time?
The Jordan 1 unions. Everyone like
of all time. Mm-hmm. Like that, like do you own them?
No.
How much are they?
They're like 1800.
Okay, wow.
I don't want to spend that much on a shoe. Yeah,
that's crazy. What's the most you've seen ever like drop at a store you've worked at? Like one customer. Like you rang it up on the cash register and you see the number and you're like, fuck.
I think we sold to, I don't remember. It might have been Lil Yachty for like 10K.
Wow.
Or like 12K, something like that. I'm sure there was probably bigger ones, but like I wasn't there for them. Yeah,
that's the one that you rung up.
Well, that's like, I used to work at the ski shop and like this one family paid $13,000 in cash and there was blood on the cash. And this was in Bellevue. And I was like putting the $100 bills in the cash machine. And I was like, yep, like that's full on blood, you know?
No, sir.
He pulled out of his pocket in a roll. Like it was a big roll of money.
Sus vibes.
No, I was like, wow. Sus vibes. You know, not going to really piss this guy off. Just going to kind of roll with it. We're just going to get him all ringed up and get him out of the store.
Definitely some dead bodies in this like ski lounge.
Oh, it was interesting. And I was like, dude, you're going skiing. Like it should be peaceful and fun. Not killing people.
$13,000?
Right. Yeah, 13K.
Oh, yeah, Chris, the segment. So describe the segment that you kind of put together here.
Put together five questions.
Wait, you want to go a little closer to the mic?
Put together five questions for a sneakerhead. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy for some of them, I'd say. Mm-hmm. Pretty hard for some people.
I'm loving the presentation you got here, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm loving the folder.
Do we go like in a, like how do, who so answers?
We'll start with Kyle. Guy, bar. I'll say the right answer.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
First question, number one. Which one of these athletes has signed with Anta for their personal shoe?
Anta?
Anta. A-N-T-A.
Okay. Anta.
Yeah. A, Dwayne Wade. B, Klay Thompson. C, Carmelo Anthony. Or D, C.J. McCollum.
Klay Thompson.
I'm going to say C.J. McCollum.
I'm going to say Klay Thompson.
Kai, you were the only one wrong. You were the only one wrong. Klay Thompson.
Go Cougs, baby. Well, go fucking Cougs.
Wait, what is that?
It's a shoe company.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I don't know too much about it, but I have heard of that before.
Klay Thompson went to my college. So,
wow.
So
you're
that's
super
our,
fan?
That's our most famous alumni as of right now.
He's an NBA champion.
Yeah.
Two-time. Three-time?
Yeah, I don't even know.
How many champions? All right. Question number two. What color was the original Yeezy shoe? A, all red. B, black and red. C, all white. D, black and pink.
Are we going original Yeezy as in the Nike one? Yeah.
Do we shirt? All red. Do we switch up? Who's going? Nope. Kyle, so go.
All red.
I think I know this one. It's like he made the, what are they called? I don't want to, the red October.
Red October.
Yeah, so it's red. It's red.
The all red.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I mean, honestly, there was a version before. Not a lot of people know about, but the first original that was actually set to drop was the Red October.
Oh, okay.
But was it the black, green, and
black, green, pink ones. And pink ones,
yeah.
What was the history behind Yeezy? Because it started with Nike, then it went to, like, do people, so people value the Nike version of the Yeezys more because like it's discontinued? Like,
there's limited.
Everybody values something that you can't have anymore, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you can't really get it, dude, they go for a crazy amount.
Didn't he sell a shoe for like $1 million? Or somebody sold a Kanye shoe for $1 million recently? $1 million exactly?
That's insane.
I saw that.
Imagine a life.
That's one day at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium for him.
For real. All right.
Literally.
Where's Donda? For real.
Where is it? What's up, Kanye?
Okay, this is hard for you guys. What was Soulja Boy's original shoe called? A, the Yums. B, the Supermans. C, Air Soldier. D, Crank Dads.
Crank Dads?
Crank Dads.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Yums. That's not super Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was the first artist to ever have his own shoe.
And he also created that video game console. You remember that?
Question, guy.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he ripped off some Amazon, like, Nintendo, like, console, and he literally bought all of them and rebranded them, then sold them again. But wow. What were the options one more time?
You got the Yums, the Supermans, Air Soldier.
I'm going with Air Soldier.
Yeah.
That sounds like a, yeah.
I want to go with Air Soldier, but I also want to go with Crank That. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Bar and Kai. You guys are wrong. Kyle, you're the only one right. The Yums Are it's original shoes?
I'm going for the threefer right now. I'm feeling pretty good.
You're going off right now.
You got number two wrong.
Wait, what
you said wrong? The Red Octobers were first. Actually, wait. Was that wrong or right?
Shit. The Red Octobers were
first. You wrote the question. The
Red Octobers I thought it was first. The black and pink ones because those ones were available first, right?
No. Those are the first ones, but the first ones available are the Red Octobers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys got... Okay, fuck me. Number four.
I'm about to beat Cookies and Kicks Girl in a...
Hey.
Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen.
You have two more questions.
All right. Number four. Which one of these brands isn't the top five selling shoe brands? Right? Mm. So you got A, Air Jordan. B, Puma. C, New Balance. D, Vans.
Did you miss? You missed one. That was only...
No, he's saying like which one is not in the top five. Wait, most sold shoes.
Which one of these brands isn't in the top five? And earnings, of course.
Actually, I got it.
Air Jordans, Puma, New Balance, Vans. Not in the top five.
Not in the top five. Shit.
Kyle, you're first. You have 10 seconds. 9.
Puma. 8.
Yeah, I'm going to say New Balance. It's the only time, like... No, that's not true, because a lot of people wear this... New Balance has so many, that's true. I'm dumb.
They're popping right now.
Yeah.
And, dude, think about how many pairs of New Balance shoes your grandpa owns.
True. Oh, my God, the white? Yeah, okay, so I'm going to go with Puma. It has to be Puma.
All right, Bar, it's Air Jordans, Puma, New Balance, or Vans?
I want to say Vans, because...
Can't be Vans.
I don't like Vans, but I'm going to say Puma.
All right. Who said New Balance?
I said it for a second, and I changed.
You're all wrong.
What was it?
It's New Balance.
It's New Balance?
It's the eighth highest. Vans at fourth highest. Air Jordans at third highest. And then Puma at, I think, fifth.
Okay.
If that's not a money laundering front, I don't know what the fuck is. Who the fuck has ever owned Pumas that haven't been fucking
sold? A lot of people own Pumas. Surprisingly, Pumas in the UK and those other places, a lot of people own
Pumas. Do you guys sell a lot of Pumas?
No, I don't think we've ever sold a pair of Pumas.
Definitely not here.
It's all Europe.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all from Brixton.
All right, last question.
Brixton.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm losing.
All right, so that's my first miss, but I'm three.
This is definitely the hardest question, and you're going to have to guess to get this one right. 5. Who designed the Air Jordan 1? Is it A, Tango Yami? Is it B, Tinker Hatfield? Is it C, Peter Monroe? Or is it D, Mark Parker?
B.
Kyle says B, on a quiz. Tinker Hatfield.
I feel like I've watched like a video about it. I'm saying Mark Parker.
No, I'm saying Mark Parker.
No, it's Tinker. I'm Give me that Tinker, Mark Chris. Parker.
You guys are all wrong. It's Peter at C.
What the hell, Peter?
All that really matters.
Designed the Air Jordan 1.
Barr only got two questions.
You know what? We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about
it. Feeling pretty good about that. I'm kind of Cookies and Kicks. Bring me in.
You know what? You guys should come through and we'll have you guys work the floor for a day and we'll see.
Yeah, really bet.
Maybe not a day.
A couple hours. An hour. 30 minutes.
Give me an hour retail. I'm good.
We did that with a party shirt and we had them like pretend to be employees for a day and it was the funniest thing ever. That they were fucking with everyone. Like, if you buy every single Yeezy on the wall, I'll give you 50% off. People would like believe them.
The fact that
guys, right? We should actually do that. That'd be fun.
I'm down.
Yeah.
You guys are more than welcome.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do you get recognized a lot for being like when you're not in the store for like all the videos?
Yeah, so I got recognized at Disneyland. I think that was like my coolest. Like
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes. I mean, mainly on Melrose obviously, but sometimes like around LA. Yeah.
But a lot of people will come to the store to see you. Mm-hmm. You've kind of become like a part of like the attraction of coming to the store.
That's so crazy.
How annoying is it when someone walks in not to buy a shoe, but to just talk to you and just leave? Is it annoying for you, like for anyone in the store besides you, like your bosses?
I'm sure it's really annoying for my employees. Like every day I come in and they're like, dude, like some girl came here from fucking, I don't know, like Ireland to come and meet you, and I'm like, dude, I wasn't here, like I'm sorry.
I'm on the schedule
every day. Like they'll be like from some random place. Like
the thing is though, is like they kind of have to attribute some of their success to like what you did on the TikTok.
100%,
right? Because like I don't know, I wasn't in LA when Cookies and Kicks wasn't popping on TikTok, you know what I mean, like when you guys weren't on TikTok, and like every time I drive by there now, there's a line out the door. Like you know, like it's, you know, you guys are doing pretty well, so I can only assume
Yeah,
that has to be directly from the TikTok.
I mean, besides the big brands like Foot Locker and like Finish Line, I didn't know any shoe stores here that were specific to California besides Cookies and Kicks before moving here.
Fuck Foot Locker. They never have shoes in stock.
Yeah, fuck Foot Locker.
They just suck.
No, Foot Locker is mean. I don't like them.
Well, why are they mean?
Because we all went to go like buy shoes one day. It was Valentine's Day, and me and my friend went out to give them flowers, and then three of my other friends were waiting in line to buy something. Mm-hmm. And they went to the last girl and they were like, "You weren't here, you went out with them." And we're like, "Dude, check the cameras, like she was waiting in line." They just didn't let her buy the shoe because she wasn't waiting in line, but she was waiting in line. Oh my god.
Imagine wearing a referee outfit and actually thinking you're a real
they
life
caused a whole scene, and I was like, "Dude, we bought you a flower."
Yeah.
My biggest thing is like, imagine not having all white Air Force Ones in stock in every size. It's literally like one of the most
It's crazy.
Popular shoes ever.
Like, and especially like if you aren't gonna have it in a size 10, bro, come on. Like 90% of Americans are literally a size 10.
That's why your size is like most popular.
It doesn't
size.
Matter. It's yeah. like if another store has it, it's like, let's figure it out. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you just gotta have it. It's gotta be had. Like another shoe.
They barely even have them online anymore.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's insane.
There's a shortage. There's a national shortage.
No, you have to literally buy like in bulk.
So what is your like? So from working at Cookies and Kicks from when you started,
mm-hmm.
like it's completely different now.
Mm-hmm.
How does that even like work with like, because like, you know, it's like a, you know, I would consider that like a job that like you have, like, are you like, going to college? Like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? And like, are you getting like, did like your pay change from when you first started there to like now, like completely redefining their brand? Like, you know, how does all that work?
Yeah. I mean, they did hire my pay, but besides that, it was kind of like we worked together. I mean, I did a lot of stuff for them. Like, I even like used all my connections like to make sure that the business stays alive, like over mm-hmm. quarantine, because like obviously people can't come to the store. So like we pushed the hoodies. I gave them to all my friends. Like had everyone post on Instagram, post on TikTok. Like everyone was like wearing them, and I don't know. I mean, it's definitely changed a lot. It's a crazy difference from what it was. I don't know, like, what it's going to be in the future. I obviously want to be working for myself because, like, I'm that bitch. But it's been fun. I mean, there isn't too much more we can do now because, I mean, we're working on a lot of cool stuff. So that's going to keep going up. But as for TikTok, we definitely have to switch it up a little bit. Because, you know, you can't watch the same place more than like a few times and not get bored. That's why we have a partnership with Nesquik that's coming up.
Okay,
like
nice.
A really big partnership. I don't know if you guys saw, but we got a tour bus and we're wrapping the tour bus right now. And we're doing a lot of really, really cool stuff. And we're doing a lot of pop-ups and working with a lot of really cool people. So we're just going to see where that goes. I have my clothing brand also, so I have it selling there.
Yeah.
And it's doing really well. I put literally everything into that brand, like my heart, my soul, my blood, everything.
What's it called?
Best You Had.
Best You Had. Okay, cool.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, thanks. Awesome.
I've seen that.
And
I would guess I'm not your target market for your like it.
I mean, you're wearing Jesus sandals, and you could rock it with that outfit, so it doesn't matter.
Awesome. Well, I guess I gotta look deeper, but yeah, yeah, that's cool though. Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have my clothing brand and. I don't know. I really want to have my own like thing going, obviously. Mm. So I'm going to keep working on that. I also have some really cool stuff coming soon. But I guess you'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah. When you talk to people, if you meet a guy out in public, do you like check what he's wearing on his feet? Like what his shoes are?
Honestly,
do you ever think about that?
It hasn't like boy, girl, anything, mom, dad, like I'm straight to the shoes. I don't know why.
Really? Every time.
It's like some people like look at like teeth, some people look at eyes, some people look at hair. Like for me it's just shoes. I don't know why. Like
what if it's just an off day what if it's like an off day?
It is what it is.
Happens.
I mean like how off can an off day be?
So a broke boy can never get bars love because they're either wearing like busted Reeboks.
No, not at all. No,
because
like
what
that.
If they can't afford like
what
fucking?
What did Zach Fox say? He said, fucking, god damn it! I wish I could remember."
It's like
something about somebody's Reeboks, like dusty, like cow pussy or something.
Yeah, it was a white and black Reebok.
It has nothing to do with the shoe itself. How clean is it? Okay. Are you wearing like insanely beat Air Force Ones like on a day to day, or like do you have your beater Air Force Ones and then you got a clean pair?
So, like, my thing is like I have very clean Air Force Ones, but then like at a party, like I'm, you know, I wear my beat ones.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
New ones.
Yeah, I have my beater shoes. I don't wear my like Jordans or like my regular day to day sneakers when I go out, because like I'm not trying to get them ruined.
But then trash. You would have caught Kyle on a bad day because he's just trying to like have durability in his shoes.
It's not. It's not.
There's nothing even over there.
The wall.
But like there's.
Yeah, yeah. It's just hollow right
now. Oh, wait, did you hit it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
No, I. You have more than like one chance to like prove your shoe game.
Because it could always be like fit, right? You know, like it, like if people are trying too hard, my thing is like if people are trying like too hard on their outfit, yeah. I don't even feel about but like when people try just like a little bit too hard, like, you know what I mean? It's like
you're wearing the velo with the B.B. Simmons belt and like the Supreme bag on the side, yeah, and you have that wad of cat. Nah,
it's all fucking chrome hard tags, bracelets and shit. And
we used to go to Saddle Ranch and like I wouldn't drink, but like everyone would take a shot for every person wearing chrome hearts in the building. It was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, because like it's the most like it's supposed to be kind of unique, but everyone's wearing it.
Everyone's wearing it.
You own a pair, right?
Chrome heart tags? No.
No? Oh. Okay.
Just the t-shirts.
Yeah, there's a lot. No, it's everything. You know, it's wild how also like designer stuff has changed from being like this. You know, it's like very designer. Like you expect it from like a, you know, like someone's mom to be wearing designer shit. Mm-hmm. And then like you see somebody wearing like, I don't know. Like I saw this dude wearing like a Gucci belt around his head. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I've seen that
too. You're looking like an absolute goofball right now. And the thing is, like, you don't need money to be able to buy designer shit.
That's the thing. I think fashion has changed so much over the years, and it's become so much more important to have style recently that like people will spend everything that they have on like some designer piece so that they could flex it.
Yeah.
Like I would so much
don't
rather,
be that
I would yeah. so much rather buy like shit that I like actually like 100%. That's not.
Have you noticed though that like there's a thing where when you don't have a lot of money you spend all of it on looking like you have a lot of money, but when you do have a lot of money you tend to not care as much because you're confident in what you have, and they end up just wearing simple stuff, and that's what they go around with, and that becomes like what their style is.
Yeah, I mean, I usually wear like basic shit, and then I'll throw on a pair of cool shoes. Like, that's my thing. That's what Best You Had was supposed to be. It's supposed to be a brand that like you're not too flashy, and like you're wearing a cool outfit, but it's not like screaming in your face. And then you could throw on a pair of cool shoes, and like you look good to go. Like you look like you actually tried, but it's just.
It's vice versa. I mean, you could wear like a cheap outfit and like one like pretty nice pair of shoes, like or a hype pair of shoes, and it completes the whole outfit. Or you can have a really expensive outfit and like just white plain shoes that are cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the biggest like no-no? Like what's like, I know you can't cross like the brands and stuff like that. Yeah. Right? You can't wear a fucking Adidas sock and be wearing like a Nike shoe, right? What are the other big ones? Why? That's a thing.
You can't do that.
You can't do it. It's a sock. At the end, like
I'm. But not if your sock is showing.
If it's showing, yes, I understand.
If you're showing sock in 2021, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, everyone's wearing, like, ankle socks now. Yeah. Like, the white Nike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ankle socks make you look, like, so much taller. It's insane. No, I'm not kidding.
They do, because they make your legs look longer. No,
if you wear shorts with ankle socks, like, you can look at yourself in the mirror, and, like, you actually change in height. I don't know how the fuck it happens. I'm actually being serious. Like, kids out there, everyone out there, if you want to look taller, wear shorts and ankle socks.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
It's I don't know what it is. I would love to know the scientific phenomenon.
Yeah. So actually, it's because more of your leg is showing, so you look like you have longer legs.
Yeah.
For me, I have long legs, so I wear Jordan 1s because they're high up, so they make my legs look shorter. Does that make sense?
You want your legs to look shorter.
That's why, like, people are like, "Why don't you like mids? Why don't you like mids? Like, why don't you wear mids?" Because I'm tall, like, and not tall, but like I have long legs. I don't want my legs to look extra long. So for shorter girls, I would always say wear mids because you have a longer leg, but they still look like Jordan 1s, but you look a little taller, you know?
Yeah. Do mids count as 1s, do you think?
I mean, they are called Jordan 1 mids.
Yeah, but like, do you like, you know that thing that's been, you know what
see,
exactly
this is
I'm
like
talking
the
about.
Unspoken conversation, you know? Obviously, mids are, they're mid. You know, they're mid tier.
Pretty mid, man.
But how does that work?
But you're not cool enough to get the high tops. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's looked at. So, I'm just trying to explain it for Kai. So, you know what I'm saying?
Explain to me.
So you'd have Jordan 1 high tops, and then like, so what's the other one, Chris?
Mids.
Yeah.
Can you, how is the low? That
they just make them lower.
Leave the lows alone.
Yeah, they're just they're like lower than.
Okay, I get what you mean.
Like, yeah, you have so those are lows. Okay. And then mids would go to like where like the top of your sock is, and then highs like flare out a little bit, and they're a little bit taller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, nobody's wearing. Wait, what are you wearing? Differentiating.
This is like one height. Yeah. Okay. I think this is one tight.
Yeah, that's like extra high.
Okay, I get what you mean. Nice.
Something like that.
But yeah, pretty much. If somebody's wearing like I guess high tops, and they'd be like see somebody with the mid, they'd be like, oh, that's not really ones. Or like I've seen a bunch of memes like that. So that
Oh yeah.
Have you guys been getting into like? I mean, you. The first time we ever met, you came to our first house in Hollywood, and I remember like the door opened, and then you were in the front, and then you had the guy that works with you who has like the huge hair,
Mateo.
Yeah, Mateo. Dude, that guy's sick. He comes in with you and the rest of your crew. So, do you guys like? Have you guys been going out to like the influencer like party scene more like since you guys like blew up on TikTok? Because I met you guys there. Mm-hmm. You guys do a lot of that.
I mean. Yes and no. I mean, like at first when we first started doing the TikTok, I mean, our team was really, really close at the time because it was all the OG workers. And like we had just added a few more people, but they had all been working there long enough for us to consider them like family because we really are a close team. Like we did everything together and like we would always we'd call them team bonding like events. Yeah. So we went to the Wish House a few times. We went bowling, we went to MB2, we do a bunch of shit together. Yeah. So like, yes and no. When we'd get invited, we're there. Mm-hmm. We're there to show up. We have a good time. Everyone on the team is social. So like, we all go, we talk to people, like we hype people up. I think that's kind of our thing. Like we're just the hype men of the party.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever talked about Wish. It's the weirdest place ever. What do you think about Wish? How would you describe Wish to the people?
I don't really want to go back.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah. I mean... It was just like they'd expect so much of you for like
being there
like and like bro, that's fine but like you're spending so much money on this house. Mm-hmm. Obviously people are gonna make content. Like I get it, expect your one tag, expect your two tag, but like if you're gonna post one video here and there that's like not tagging them, like don't freak out, like it's not that deep. I just like you'd come. You're not allowed to just chill. You have to make content. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can't come again. It was a cool place to be here and there, but like you can't go every week. I knew people who would literally go every week to make content.
They still do it.
I'm like, why are you doing that?
It's Dan Bilzerian's mass 200,000.
Do it at your house. Like, why do you need to?
Yeah.
But like you get into like the, I don't know, like you get like these like fake connections in L.A., and like you like think that you're like really doing something, and that's kind of the like the sinister part of LA.
I hate
like
it.
You really feel like
so
you're
sad
doing something, you know, doing good. You feel like someone's helping you out when they just aren't at all.
No, people finesse you in LA. Oh, it's so messed up.
LA is the finesse king. It's insane.
That's why I never got a manager. That's why like we never got someone to manage like the Cookies and Kicks. But you could do it yourself. You really can do it yourself. Like. I don't know if you guys are managed, but like, look at what you guys did. Like, you guys moved to LA. You guys have a nice house. Like, you have a whole fucking production going on here. Like, you really don't need managers or this or that. Like,
you don't need to be signed. That's the big thing. No, you can work 100%. With them, but you just don't need to be signed.
Yeah.
So, the Wish House was Dan Bilzerian's old house. We've really never talked about it, and it deserves to be talked because it's so weird.
It's very weird.
Biggest house in Southern California.
Yeah.
Supposedly, it's like 450 to 500K a month with rent plus utilities, like with the pool. And then what was the process when you get there? Because like people come up to you and they tell you what's expected of how much you're supposed to post, right?
Yeah, so you'd go in, hey, you have to give us at least 3 deliverables like here, and then another 3 deliverables there, and then you have to make sure to tag us if you're gonna post whatever you're posting. Go here, film something in this room because like we just added it, or I don't know. It was just like, it was so like, I felt like claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. Like someone was hovering over me all the time.
Yeah.
Like, obviously I'm going to post there because like you invited me, you're letting me use your house. They have drinks, like waters and snacks and this and that. And like Sean was great, but it was just like weird vibes. Like it was so forced and like, make sure you do this or else vibes, you know? Yeah. I didn't fuck with it. I don't know.
You feel like a, like I would see influencers that were a little smaller, like go up to the guys that run it and be like, yo, I really, can I come back tomorrow? I heard there's an event. And he goes, yeah, you can come. I need 13 posts from you by the time with tagging us with our logos in the background. But then he would look at someone right next to him who has more followers. He would ask him how many and go, oh, I only need four from you. Okay. Four from you. And you can come back tomorrow. And you, and it's like a gross feeling because everyone's being treated as like their number is who they are.
No, 100%.
And what you do for them is how you get back into this like massive house. And it's just gross is how I describe it. It's a weird feeling.
It is weird.
It's exactly what you expect from a big business just trying to make it big in TikTok pretty much when it has no business on TikTok.
And it's a wish. And like, it's not even like Wish. You know what Wish was before.
It's literally the worst thing. It takes fucking 60 days to get your shit if you buy something. If you buy something
else. Dude, so go on AliExpress. Go on AliExpress.
Alibaba. Alibaba for the win.
There you go. Alibaba
for the win. It's fucking ridiculous. Like imagine being in 2021. I could walk.
Dude, they sold like fake Jordans and like fake shoes on Wish.
You can walk anywhere.
It was like a whole thing.
You can walk anywhere in the U.S. faster than Wish can ship you something.
Literally.
Mm. Yeah. And they have a TikTok house and they like take Wish employees that run and manage the house. And it's just like, make sure that TikTokers are showing Wish in the background all the time. Mm-hmm. Does it make you want to buy something on Wish?
No. It just, whenever I see like videos at Wish, when like even when we did videos there, like, we didn't really put their logos in it too much. Like, we weren't really asked that. But, like, all I'd be like, there's a bunch of random people at this random house with these random owners with this random company. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird. Like, why are you there? How did you get there to begin with? Mm-hmm. Do you realize what you're promoting? Like, you're promoting Wish. Like, an app that literally, like, takes your money and, like, we'll see if you ever get your product. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Like, why are you? I don't know. I went there maybe two times, and I was just like, okay, no.
Speaking of, you guys heard of Swimply, where you can rent pools or something like that?
I heard of that recently. It's just like that's so awkward. Like, imagine like you're renting out your backyard, and like your mom is renting out hers or whatever, and like you're at home, and you just look out the window, and there's like random people in your pool. Mm-hmm. That's so awkward.
Yeah, it's like the Airbnb for pools. But like the cool thing about Airbnb is you're taking over someone's house.
Yeah.
You're eating dinner with your family. And then a family's in your backyard and they can't come in, but they're all doing whatever the fuck they want in your backyard in this pool. And I met this.
It's so weird. Like my dad was telling me about it and I was like, dude, that's just awkward. Like I'd rather go to a hotel where it's known that I'm going to be in your pool and like other people are also using the pool that don't live here. Like, it's just so weird.
It's also like, how much time can you actually spend in a pool?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, pools are only fun for...
like, pool party a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, you know, like, how long are you actually swimming for if, like, you aren't in, like, Mexico?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I
can imagine it's for people that don't have pools of their own and, like, looking to throw, like, a party.
Yeah.
Like a barbecue.
Yes, but, like, I don't have a pool at my house, but I'm not about to rent someone else's pool. Like, that's not my... It's just wrong. That's private.
Imagine like you're watching TV at your house and you're renting out your pool and someone just starts knocking on your back door. You open it and goes, hey, can I borrow a towel?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're renting my pool.
Just, yo, I accidentally jumped in my clothes. Like, you mind throwing them in the dryer for me?
Right?
Like, that's so weird. Just
That's pretty much why I brought it up, because it's like another stupid company that owns a big house.
It's just weird. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
They have a house. They put a banner there and like the people live in there to make the same videos that they do at Wish.
Yeah.
It's like this hasn't existed before in social media, I don't think. Something like this.
Dude, just creator houses are just a shit show.
Yeah. Have you had any bad experiences with influencers and creators that come to the store?
No.
No?
Not really. I mean, just besides like most of the... I mean, every influencer is like a little flaky here, a little late there. You know, like it's not a big deal. Like no one really cares because like it's LA.
Yeah.
We get it. Mm-hmm. There's traffic. There's... like things you have to get done, like because of traffic you lose so much time in the day that like I don't even blame you if you're late, like do your thing. But it's just the flaky is the only annoying thing, but it's not that big of a deal, honestly.
Traffic, you have to plan your day around driving to like around LA.
Like if I have work at 11, I have to wake up at 8 at least.
Yeah.
Like I have to shower, I have to get dressed, I have to like do my makeup, figure out my outfit, figure out content, and then go to the store, and it's an hour drive. The drives lately have been disgusting.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now since quarantine's kind of over, like, I don't know. When we first moved down here, like, you could literally get anywhere in LA in like 15 minutes.
Oh, literally. It was so fast.
Oh, so nice. And then we just got... Now it takes so long to get anywhere and just stuck
in
traffic.
So now you know. Now you know. Because, like, before you guys were probably like, what traffic? Like, what are you talking about?
We would have certain traffic spots in, like, the town we lived in, but, like, nothing like
here. It's everywhere here.
Oh, like, the fact that you can drive to LAX and, like, you're in traffic every mile you drive.
Every mile.
Is actually insane.
Yeah, the fucking 405. Dude, I saw a license plate that said 405 traffic.
Really?
It's really good. And I was on the 405.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's the fuck thing is when you look at your phone and you see, oh, it's a mile and a half away, 45 minutes. And you're just like, how is like, that possible?
Dude, it took my sister 25 minutes to get to my house and she was 5 miles away.
Yeah.
25 minutes.
Well, 5 mile an hour action.
That's crazy.
That hurts you.
And it was in the morning too. Like, what? Why? It's where are you going?
It's thinking about how much time you're losing sitting in traffic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it's like I could be doing so much more if I wasn't in traffic. Mm-hmm. Like, I've gone on some, like, construction leads recently for, like, other work that I do. And, like, you can only make it to, like, 3 leads a day because you're spending most of your time in traffic. Like, mm-hmm. you're going 2 hours there, 2 hours the other place, an hour and a half there, and then another, like, 2 hours back home.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
Why?
I don't
like
know.
What's going on?
It makes no sense. So speaking of Kira, I want to ask you another question about Cooper. So he worked at, I didn't realize, he just worked at like a security company and mm-hmm. they're contracted to work for the store. So he didn't work for the store
Mm-mm.
and you started filming. And so did he just, he left at some point?
So that's the reason that Cooper's not around too much anymore because of, we signed a contract with the agency that gave us Cooper. So Cooper was working for us through the agency and then either we have to re-sign with them, but Cooper didn't want to work with the agency anymore.
Yeah.
So either we re-sign with them for him or we're not allowed to hire him for another year after our contract with them is over.
Why?
It's probably
that was just a part of the contract.
It's a near...
Oh, because you can't undercut and just get him out of the mm-hmm. out of the agency, I understand.
Yeah, so either we do that or we like either we re-sign or we buy out the contract or like...
Yeah,
there was really not that many options. So like, Cooper works still on Melrose, which is cool, but
yeah,
not with us, unfortunately. Really? Yeah.
You guys get lunch
it's really
together?
Sad. I miss him.
Do you guys ever hang out outside of it?
Honestly, I really just go to the store. I do my Twitch stream. I make my videos, and I'm out. Like, I don't go. I don't hang out. I don't like. I used to always go to the store and chill, but it's so hot on Melrose that like it's uncomfortable, and there's so many people, and like. I don't know. Melrose has just become so dirty over the last year. Like, you just don't want to be there.
Yeah.
So, like, I just sometimes. Get my shit done and I get out. Like, especially before it gets dark. You don't want to be there when it's dark.
Does it get pretty dangerous?
It's a different story when it's dark out there. It's
really?
Scary.
People driving through the fucking stores.
Dude, yeah. It's literally people driving. Dude, it's insane. It's crazy. Like, I wish you guys knew. Do you guys have Citizen?
Oh, my God. Citizen scares you about LA.
In,
yeah.
We lived in Hollywood.
And so you would see, like, stabbing.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, we live in Woodland Hills now. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys want to put that in, but we live here now.
230. No, I'm kidding.
We live here now, so, like, you see the notification difference between here and between that area. When I'm on Melrose, it's like, oh, person getting stabbed here, or like the other day was like elderly man in danger, and I was like, no,
I know.
Like not the old people.
Rip gramps.
Dude, it was it's crazy. Like there was a day where it was just the worst, like most dangerous day ever. I don't know what was going on in the block, but. It started off by, like, a huge motorcycle gang, like, driving past, like, all of Melrose.
Okay.
Like, apparently they got into a fight, whatever. And then this other guy stole a Tesla. It was a blue Tesla.
A Tesla?
Mm-hmm.
How did they steal a Tesla?
And I think he was armed. And, the whole block got shut down. And it was, like, maybe a block away from the store. And all you see is, like, there's a big empty area in, like, the intersection. The Tesla, a bunch of cops around him, a bunch of cops around him on this side also. Everyone has guns out, like, and they're all aiming towards the car. And all of Melrose, and it's a hot summer day, it's Saturday, all of Melrose is outside.
Yeah.
Like, there's helicopters. Pretty much the whole area is just super bad. Oh, by the way, it ended up being that, like, he was just kicking it in there for, like, 30 minutes, blasting music, just, like, head bumping, like, having a good time. And then they came up to his door and like he got out peacefully. Like he just wanted to listen to his last couple songs before he goes.
Of course.
But then he went away and then yeah, it was just, it was chill after that. But it, like, you could see the differences. Mm-hmm. Like here it's like trash fire.
I know. Or like trash fire, coyote scene. It's like, oh, cool. It's like, okay.
Or like car accident, like it's minor like, car accident.
Kid, everyone's okay.
Young, yeah. Kid, young kid helps grandma across the road.
Yeah. It's like all happy stuff. Then you get in the city and it's like, we saw was man attacking woman with hand sanitizer bottle. Absurd like, shit.
What?
Absurd. What was the craziest things we've seen?
No one in that scenario was getting COVID, so that was good.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
But no, like there was a 7-Eleven like 900 feet from our house.
There was 7-Eleven, like, oh, that's not.
7-Elevens are the worst.
Yeah, that's when people, you know, get, it's
people
bad.
People get weird at the 7-Eleven. Dude, the thing is, people.
Where did you guys live?
We lived like right off Sunset.
Okay, I know exactly where you guys live.
You've been to that
the
house.
Dirty sewer. Did.
Do you know anyone else who lived in that building? You guys lived in
a building. No, it was a house.
Okay, but like, there's like that apart. There's like the 7-Eleven, and across from it is the apartment building.
Oh, that's a pretty crazy little apartment building we got over there. That one, there's some interesting human beings in that.
100%.
There was a shooting there.
But
too.
Then, like right below there is where just the crazy bums are, like the ones that are screaming. Dude, I literally saw someone like shooting heroin like on the block, and I was like. This is scary. Like, what has the world? Hey,
I'm joking.
We're black tar. Can I get out of here? Like, this is just not it.
Well, we're not doing that after this.
Oh no! Shh. But like, we're gonna keep that low key.
Yeah, we'll cut that out. We'll cut that out. Never mind. Turn it up.
Well, on that note.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. So you're streaming right now. Yes. That's on Twitch. Where can they find you on Twitch?
CNK streams. Go check it out. I only play Fortnite, and we have.
You saying ugh?
Okay,
but it hates on Fortnite, bro.
Dick rider. You used to literally do the fucking roadie on Fortnite's dick.
Oh my god, that's messed up, dude.
I don't fuck.
Honestly, I didn't fuck with it either for a little bit, and then I fucked with it again, and then I stopped fucking with it, and then I started fucking with it again. It's one of those things. But I stream with my sister, and my sister is not only the second child, but she is a couple years younger than me. So her humor is just. Something else. Like, she's just the funniest girl I know. Like, I call her Chucky because like she's the little devil. But she's really funny, so it's really entertaining to do streams with her. And it doesn't even matter what we're playing. Like, you're not even watching the game at this point, you're just listening to me and my sister like interact. It's the funniest thing.
That's funny. Is chat pretty funny? They keep it going.
Yeah, the chat's pretty funny. I mean, we also started playing with some people from our stream, so now we have like two designated people that like always join us and play with us because they're also really funny. And, like, we have, like, stream inside jokes. We have a stream group chat for, like, all our, like, loyal viewers that, like, always hop on. And, like, we chat in there. We call it the Twitch bus chat because one day they're all going to come visit and we're all going to go on the tour bus together.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give them a tour around Melrose. So that's going to be really fun. But, yeah, no, the stream is a good time. It's a good time for
that's
sure.
That's sick. All right. Bar stream is going to be linked down below. Go ahead and check it out as well as you don't have YouTube, right?
Cookies and I do have a YouTube channel. I don't really post on there too much.
Instagram, though. I know you're big on Instagram.
Yeah, I do Instagram. I do TikTok.
All right, guys. It's all going to be linked down below. Thank you so much.
Check it out.
Make sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram. We'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys. Peace.
Bye.